When strong winds sweep along a coastline, they don't just pull the surface water along with them. Thanks to the Coriolis effect, Earth's rotation deflects the water perpendicular to the coast, carrying it out to sea. That surface water has to be replaced. So cold, nutrient-packed water is pulled up from the depths. That, in a nutshell, is oceanic upwelling. And about 5 million years ago, thanks to a variety of changes in Earth's geology and climate, it intensified significantly. Upwelling was an absolute game changer, especially if you happened to be a gigantic rorqual whale with a mouth full of baleen. All those nutrients surging up to the surface created vast phytoplankton blooms, which in turn fed huge swarms of basically everything. Copepods and krill ate the plankton. Shoals of fish like sardines and anchovies ate the krill and the copepods. And bigger predators hunted the fish. From an evolutionary perspective, the rorqual whales found themselves in the perfect place at the perfect time. Because with giant swarms of fish and zooplankton suddenly appearing across the globe, lunge feeding became ridiculously OP. So, there you have it. The rorqual whales got so big because they evolved lunge feeding, and then, through sheer luck, ocean conditions became absolutely perfect for lunge feeders.